This is Sunday Morning Magazine with your host, Rodney Lear.
And welcome back. Remember, for more information on the show, you can now like us on Facebook. Simply go to Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear. Go to Facebook there and like us there. This morning, we're talking about health, fitness, and wellness. Joining me over the phone, we're excited to have with us Rachel Fredrickson. She is the winner of NBC's The Biggest Loser, newly crowned on Tuesday. It's our pleasure to welcome Rachel to the show. Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you doing, Rodney?
Good. Congratulations to you.
Thank you so much.
Take us back to that moment. What was that moment like being crowned the winner of The Biggest Loser? What was that like for you?
You know, it is such a whirlwind. It's so loud in there. And you're just like waiting with bated breath, like, okay, what's the number going to be? It's ticking by. Is it me? Is it David? It's loud. Everyone's cheering. And then the confetti drops and they say Rachel and you're like, what? Are you serious? And it's pretty surreal.
Let's talk about your story here now, Rachel. How long have you struggled with your weight? And I understand that you were a pastry chef at one point, and I'm sure that didn't help.
You know, that didn't, and that actually started the weight gain. So I was a national level swimmer all through grade school and high school, and I had college scholarships throughout the entire country, and I turned it down for a relationship. And unfortunately, that didn't last, and I lost my self-confidence and self-worth with it. And I turned to food. There were bread shops. I was living in Germany with the relationship, and there were bread shops on every corner. And I said, I need to know how to make this bread. So I went to pastry school and continued on as a pastry chef, made gelato, ice cream, and worked and made chocolates and just lost more and more of myself. And that kind of brought me to The Biggest Loser. I was watching the show, and I saw the transformations from last season and how alive they looked. And I was, you know, at my lowest point and heaviest weight. And so that's kind of how I got to The Biggest Loser.
Okay, now let's talk about your experience on the show, from the lights, the cameras, call it like it is, the embarrassing weigh-in outfits, having to struggle with your weight while millions of people watched you. What was that like?
You know, for me, honestly, I truly did hide so much of my life that I said, when I saw that last finale, I said, Rachel, I think the only way you're going to truly heal and move on is if you stop hiding. I said, this is it. You're going to stop hiding. You're going to make that video. So I took the step. I opened myself, and I knew that if I did not open myself to everyone and be honest and get in that weigh-in outfit, I mean, it's dreadful. It's terrifying. Mm-hmm. But you have to, I had to put myself out there in order to heal myself. And so that's, you know, that's what that Biggest Loser transformation did. And little by little, that confident girl emerged, and I got her back. So I'm forever grateful for it.
Okay.
I wouldn't trade the outfit for it.
And in case you're just tuning in, we're speaking to the newly crowned winner of NBC's The Biggest Loser, Rachel Fredrickson. She lost 155 pounds on the show. Now let's talk about the triathlon. You won the triathlon on the show. That was really emotional for you. Take us back to that time.
Yeah, I used to be a national level swimmer, and losing that girl and losing that self-confidence was really hard, and I missed that girl. And so to fight my way challenge after challenge, week after week, to be able to compete in that triathlon was just, it was that moment when I felt like she's arrived, that inner champion in myself has come out, and now is my chance to just run for my life, to take charge. And I think that that's why that was just so emotional. I hadn't swam since my high school state race. So this was my first competition, having, you know, a part of it was the swimming, and having that in there as the first part, it was just really symbolic. So it's just a very, very, very emotional.
Okay. Now, what were the workouts like for you at the ranch? Because you had the trainers, it really looked intense as a viewer, and from your perspective, it had to be really intense. Tell me about the workouts on the ranch.
Oh, yeah. yeah, they're super intense, and they look intense for the 5 minutes they're on the TV, and they're intense for those 3 hours when it's getting pushed. So it's really challenging, but the trainers are so great in knowing that balance and knowing that they need to push us to take the next step and keep getting stronger, but they also have motivational words to, you know, fill us up to keep moving as well.
Now, what was your relationship like between the other contestants? Because, you know, was there a lot of tension? Because at the end of the day, this is a competition. You guys are competing for $250,000 that's at stake. What was the relationship like there?
You know, we came onto the ranch as complete strangers, and leaving the ranch, I have friends for life. It's the Biggest Loser family.
Now, let me ask you this. Now, I was online, and people are saying that you are too thin. Is that hard for you to hear?
You know, I went on the Biggest Loser to find that confident, strong girl again. That was my goal. I absolutely achieved that. I have embraced myself fully. I love myself, and you know, I'm on this journey for me. It's my path. And now I'm in this healthy lifestyle of maintenance and finding balance. So, you know, I couldn't feel better. I feel great, and I've never felt this great. Okay. And I'm just going to continue on my journey.
Now, having achieved your weight loss goals, what are you looking forward to the most?
I've made so many friends. And so my favorite thing now is just going out and to the coffee shop. I've joined a book club, so we're reading the books before we go see. There's so many movies with the books this year. And I've learned so much on the ranch. I have so many people that have inspired me and are inspired by my journey. And I can't wait to keep communicating with them. I'm going to start a blog and post the recipes that I love to cook now and exercises and just keep the communication open with all the fans and have them ask questions and allow me to ask for advice too from them.
All right. And with that, we're out of time this morning. Thank you so much, Rachel, the winner of this season's The Biggest Loser, just crowned the other night. Thank you so much for taking time to talk to us this morning.
Yeah, thank you, Ronnie. Have a great morning.
All right. And with that, we're out of time this morning. For more information on health, fitness, and wellness, or information on our guests this morning, you can go to our Facebook page, Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear, and like us there. Well, that's it for this edition of Sunday Morning Magazine. I'm Rodney Lear. Until next week, be encouraged.
Hi, you're listening to my daddy, Rodney Lear, on Sunday Morning Magazine.
You're listening to Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear.
Have a nice day.